right now on News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday. And maybe you're off work for the rest of the weekend. You picked a good weekend to do that, and somebody picked a good weekend for the weather here, as it's just going to be absolutely pristine conditions, both during the day and, I would say, too, overnight, as we'll have lows in the mid-60s. We'll get a check of the roads right now, let you know if there's anything going on. Gracie?
Roadways are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any slowdowns, as well as 98 also moving smoothly. If you do see something on the roads causing delays, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. This traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. Let's get a quick look at weather from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Beautiful weather is here to stay all the way through the Memorial Day weekend and beyond. Overnight lows will be in the 60s with clear skies. Each day we can expect sunny skies and really no chance for rain whatsoever. High temperatures will be in the 80s, a little bit warmer for the inland areas than areas along the coast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 84 in Pensacola right now, 83 in Gulf Breeze, and 84 in Milton. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Top three stories. NOAA coming out today with their Atlantic hurricane season forecast.
12 to 17 named storms with top winds of at least 39 miles per hour. Of these, 5 to 9 are forecast to become hurricanes with maximum winds of at least 74 miles per hour.
And 1 to 4 major hurricanes, according to Administrator Dr. Rick Spinrad. He says, with the unveiling of a new hurricane model next month, the track and intensity of forecast will be improved by up to 15%.
Governor Ron DeSantis says it'll take more than just Republican voters to win the presidency. He says that the GOP nominee will need to be able to win the independent voters and be willing to reach out and win over some of what he calls discerning Democrats that are sick of the woke turn that their party has taken.
And a bill banning abortions after 6 weeks is now law in South Carolina. Abortion providers included Planned Parenthood and the Greenville Women's Clinic filing lawsuits challenging the ban and are seeking a temporary order to prevent it from being enforced. Here locally, as far as headlines go, a 21-year-old man will serve 20 years in prison for causing a deadly crash last July that killed 56-year-old Evetter Jenkins. It happened back on July 7th on Massachusetts Avenue, when 21-year-old Ladarian Wright was fleeing Escambia County deputies at over 80 miles per hour. Escambia deputies say a Pensacola man shot his neighbor with a pellet gun after one of their chickens flew over the fence onto his property. 69-year-old Zeferino Landero is now charged with aggravated battery. Deputies arrived on scene and saw the neighbor's arm was bleeding from the wound. Escambia County getting ready for the big crowds over the weekend for Pensacola Beach Pride. As many as 200,000 people from all over the country are expected to be in the area.
So we're set up. You know, we start this preparation a couple months in advance. And Pensacola Beach Public Works, is just, you know, they always knock it out of the park. But we have our box truck down there, all the supplies at Park East. We have the layout all in place, and people are starting to show up.
County Administrator Wes Moreno says the last two weekends they've seen over 23,000 cars each. Santa Rosa County leaders are awarding a contract for a completely renovated taxiway at the Peter Prince Airport. The Board of Commissioners awarded the contract to Panhandle Grading and Paving.
I could name off three significant projects just that I have tracked and followed. Where this company is a local family-owned company that has openly acknowledged, yes, they could charge more and still win bids for projects.
Commissioner Sam Parker there, the company Panhandle Grading and Paving will be reconstructing taxiway B at the airport as well as making lighting improvements. And AAA is bringing back its Tow2Go program as a last resort. If you find yourself in a pinch over the holiday weekend, the free service is an effort to pick up would-be impaired drivers in their cars and take them to a safe location within a 10-mile radius for free. Tow2Go will start in Florida at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening and will be available through 6 a.m. Tuesday. As a reminder, it is supposed to be as a last resort. So, you know, if you are impaired, you need a ride, you know, there's always Uber, Lyft, the sort of things. But AAA is there if you need it. 855-2-TOW-2-GO is the phone number. And across state lines in Alabama, tomorrow opens the highly anticipated Red Snapper season. How long the season will be is still up in the air, but the bag limits haven't changed. Two fish per angler with a minimum size of 16 inches. In Florida, by the way, snapper season begins on June 16th and runs through the end of July. Gracie, we'll pause just briefly for a quick check of the roads and weather, and then we'll go into state headlines.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Biggest slowdown right now is leaving Navarre Beach. If you're leaving Navarre Beach Causeway is going to be slow moving up to 98. See someone else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111 with your details. And weather is just going to be absolutely beautiful for this weekend starting tomorrow. It's going to be sunny all throughout Monday with highs in the low 80s. And it's going to be clear skies tonight with a low of 66. It's 84 right now in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. In our state headlines, Florida lawmakers are denying claims made by Trump campaign that Governor Ron DeSantis threatened state legislators to endorse him for president or face potential vetoes of their bills. The claim was made after a pact for Ron DeSantis released a list of 99 state lawmakers who are endorsing the governor.
DeSantis, after the holiday weekend, will be hitting the road for his first stops on the presidential campaign trail, visiting three early primary states. Tuesday, he'll be in Iowa, followed by visits to New Hampshire and South Carolina.
And the Memorial Day travel rush is beginning. A record of 2.4 million Floridians are expected to take a car, plane, or other form of transportation at least 50 miles over the long weekend. That's 172,000 more than last year, 96,000 more before that. That's going to be before the pandemic in 2019.
Another threat made to a school in the Panhandle, this one at Walton High School. The sheriff's office there says a bomb threat was made by a 16-year-old female student who is now in custody. The public was alerted by 10 a.m., and the Okaloosa County Bomb Squad officially cleared the school a little bit later. 6:20, we'll take a pause, come back, a look at your national headlines and what's happening today in the world of sports. Couple big playoff games on the television. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. It's 6:25 right now, so we're going to get a look at traffic and weather together on the fives. We're looking good on our roads for this Thursday afternoon with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, and 98 also moving smoothly. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Taking a look at our weather for this weekend, it's going to be absolutely beautiful starting today and all the way into next week. Memorial Day Monday, sunny with a high of 85. It's going to be clear skies tonight with a low of 66, 84 right now in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Around the nation today, President Biden announced his pick to be the next chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. General Brown's a warrior.
And Biden says General Brown, the Air Force's top officer, will replace current Chairman Mark Milley. If confirmed, Brown would become the first Black Joint Chiefs chair in 30 years.
And President Biden is calling on Congress to enact meaningful police reform on the third anniversary of George Floyd's death. Floyd was killed back on this day in 2020 during a brutal police arrest in Minnesota. Derek Chauvin, the officer who held his knee to Floyd's neck resulted in death, was convicted of murder.
Congress is now on recess for the Memorial Day holiday, but lawmakers are being advised to stay close to Washington in case a debt limit bill is reached. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise announced that members will receive 24 hours notice in the event they need to return to Capitol Hill to vote on a bill to raise the debt ceiling.
And a 17-year-old boy is dead after attempted social media stunt went wrong. Los Angeles police say that the teenager was trying to climb one of the arches of the popular 6th Street Bridge when he slipped and fell to his death. Chief Michael Moore says that the boy was trying to post a social media broadcast from his phone when he fell.
And look at sports today. We've had several early games in Major League Baseball. Early winners included the Colorado Rockies beating the Marlins in walk-off fashion 7-6 today. The Rays beat the Blue Jays 6-3. The Padres beat the Nationals 8-6, and the Cardinals over the Reds 2-1. The Phillies and Braves are just underway in Atlanta. No score in the first inning. Same story between the Orioles and the Yankees, and the White Sox leading the Tigers 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Later on ESPN Plus, the Cubs are hosting the Mets starting at 6:40, and also later games, the Giants and the Brewers and the Athletics and the Mariners. Playoff games today, 7:30 on TNT. It's Game 5 of the Celtics and the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals, with the Heat, of course, leading the series 3-1, but momentum may be a little on the Celtics' side as they are back home, and the Heat will be without one of their key role players. Gabe Vincent has been ruled out after injuring his ankle during Game 4 in the fourth quarter. And the Florida Panthers now waiting to find out who their Stanley Cup final opponent will be. Looks like it's going to be the Vegas Golden Knights as they head into Game 4 with a 3-0 lead over the Dallas Stars. Their Game 4 starts at 7 o'clock on ESPN. College football note, the Florida-Georgia game will be staying in Jacksonville for another 2 years. The university has announced the annual tradition will remain on the First Coast through at least 2025. This year's matchup is set for October 28th. And the UWF men's golf team advanced to the medal and match play portion of the Division II National Championships after the 54-hole stroke play portion of the tournament. The Argos finished tied for third, and they are seeded fourth and play fifth-seeded Grand Valley State today. Charles Schwab Challenge underway in Texas. The PGA Tour event is taking place at Colonial Country Club. Last year's winner was Sam Burns. He's back in the field again. Also in the field is Michael Block, who got the sponsor exemption after finishing tied for 15th at last week's PGA Championship. We talked a little bit about his story earlier in the week, a club pro from California who qualified for the PGA tournament and was able to just live out his dream weekend playing with Rory McIlroy. He said he got text messages in the aftermath from Michael Jordan, just a lot of big names, just really enjoying the story. In his final round, he hit a hole-in-one on the in the PGA Championship. So he's now gotten not only an invitation to this week's tournament at the Charles Schwab Challenge, but as a result of his play last weekend, he's already gotten a spot in next year's PGA Championship. Well, so that's just an awesome story. Hope he's able to continue it moving forward. 6:30, we've got Fox News update coming up, and we'll be back with more headlines, a look at health, business, science. We've got some wacky stories, some fun ones. Yeah, we'll have some fun to close out this Thursday leading into your Memorial Day weekend. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
This Thursday afternoon, it's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Always feel free to text in your thoughts or opinions, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Going to get a quick look at our roads to start us off. We're looking really great for this Thursday afternoon with nothing to slow you down. If you do see something, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Coming up this weekend, it's going to be absolutely beautiful in our area with just sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. That's going to be Friday all the way to Monday. Right now, it's 84. With a clear skies for tonight and a low of 66. Again, 84 in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Today's top three stories. Again, NOAA came out with their Atlantic hurricane season forecast, predicting a near normal season. 1 to 4 major hurricanes. There was 7 to 12 named storms with 5 to 9 hurricanes in the forecast from NOAA. Governor Ron DeSantis says it'll take more than just Republican voters to win the presidency. Says a GOP nominee will not only need to be able to win independent voters, but also what he says is some of the discerning Democrats that are sick of the woke turn that their party has taken. And in South Carolina, a bill banning abortions after 6 weeks is now law in South Carolina. Abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood and the Greenville Women's Clinic, have already filed lawsuits challenging the ban. By the way, Governor DeSantis will be in 3 early primary states next week, kicking off his Great American Comeback Tour. And Tuesday, he'll be in Iowa, followed by visits to New Hampshire and South Carolina. Memorial Day travel rush is already beginning. Record 2.4 million Floridians are expected to take a car, plane, or other form of transportation at least 50 miles over the long holiday weekend. And with the Memorial Day weekend, AAA is bringing back the Tow-to-Go program. They do this on major holidays as a last resort if you find yourself in a pinch over the weekend. It's a free service to pick up would-be impaired drivers and their cars, and they'll take you to a safe location within a 10-mile radius for free. Tow-to-Go will start in Florida starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. The number, 855-2-TOW-2-GO. In New York today, the state health department says they will end its coronavirus vaccine mandate for healthcare workers sometime this fall. The department says this is due to the changing landscape of the COVID pandemic and evolving vaccine recommendations.
And Pope Francis says that the world must rapidly ditch fossil fuels. This is the latest plea over climate change. He says that the senseless war against creation needs to end, and the Pope shared this message earlier during the World Day of Prayer for the Care of Creation.
The FDA is granting full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 antiviral pill for high-risk adults. Paxlovid is advised for adults 50 and up who have diabetes, heart conditions, cancer, or a weak immune system. The pill is designed to treat mild to moderate cases of COVID.
Peloton is now offering a free membership. The exercise bike company announced that a branch is going to relaunching on Tuesday and said no longer just a bike company or an exclusive paid membership service. Peloton said that it now has 3 different membership tiers, including one that's free. The free app includes 50 classes over a rotating set of featured classes.
And the U.S. economy is growing faster than expected. The latest GDP report shows it increased at a rate of 1.3% in the first quarter, up 0.2% from last month.
And weekly jobless claims in the U.S. are lower than forecasted. The U.S. Labor Department says that the first-time unemployment insurance claims for the week ending on May 20th were 229,000. Economists say that the forecasted nearly 250,000 claims.
And a Burger King in Florida is being ordered to pay a whopper of a settlement. A judge said the owner must pay $8 million to a customer who slipped and fell at the restaurant. The man suffered lower back injuries and needed surgery after falling on a foreign substance near the restroom of a Burger King in Hollywood. The lawsuit accused the restaurant of negligence for failing to ensure the area and floor of the business was free and clear of any hazards.
And Americans soon can start turning to artificial intelligence to treat anxiety and depression. The National Institute of Mental Health funded a pilot study that discovered Lumen, an AI voice virtual coach, help improve depression and anxiety symptoms. Researchers from the University of Illinois Chicago tells WebMD the program is not a replacement for therapists, but can stop a gap or could be a stopgap measure. Lumen, which was discovered at the university, aims to serve users as swiftly as possible.
In Alabama, the 8th annual seafood cook-off is coming up, and there have been 4 finalists chosen to go head-to-head. That competition's June 12th at Zeke's Restaurant in Orange Beach. The finalists are from Birmingham, Auburn, Orange Beach, and Magnolia Springs, and the winner will go on to the Great American Seafood Cook-Off in New Orleans.
And if you love to watch movies throughout the summer, a subscription service that lets movie fans see up to 30 movies in theaters each month is relaunching. MoviePass is back under new ownership after going bankrupt in 2020. It will have new pricing models at this time around plans starting at $10 a month to see 1 to 3 movies, going up to $40 a month where you could see up to 30 movies. Subscribers are going to be able to see movies in any theater that accepts MasterCard.
Gracie, did you watch Brady Bunch reruns growing up?
Not a lot, but I am familiar with the fam.
So the house from the Brady Bunch is back on the market. HGTV bought it back in 2018. I thought that was a fun fact. The other fun fact was who HGTV beat out to buy it. I did not know this, but it was Lance Bass who they beat out. And you were looking at me in a very quizzical, puzzled look.
No, I know Lance. Oh, okay, we go way back.
Oh, do you? No. You
kidding.
Have no idea who Lance Bass is.
I have no idea.
Lance Bass was from NSYNC. And you're like, who's NSYNC? We're going nowhere. We're going absolutely nowhere. Which will lead us right into our next story, determining if we are old or not. So I may have been tipping my hand and saying that I am in fact old. But yeah, so look up NSYNC, Google them sometime.
Okay.
It was very popular when I was about 12, 13 years old. So HGTV beat Lance Bass out to buy the house back in 2018, and they spent $2 million making the inside look exactly like it did on the show, and now they're selling it. It's listed at $5.5 million, and some of the money from the sale will go to the Turnip Fight Hunger Initiative.
Well, Joe teased this a little bit, but there's a list going around online that gives you the top 30 things that tell you if you're old or not. So we won't read all 30 of them, but some of them include looking at the newspaper to get your movie recommendations, using a pencil to rewind the cassette tape, hearing someone yell, "Get off the internet, I need to use the phone," having two different car keys. Oh, I've never... Did you know this was a thing? You had to have two car keys.
Which one is that?
Car keys that one unlocked the door and one started the engine. I didn't know that was a thing.
My first car though was an old car. It was an '85 Oldsmobile Toronado, which even predates me. It may have been that way, but I'm a little iffy on that. For sure, used a pencil to rewind a cassette tape. I would try my finger first, you know, just stick in and then just like twist. But, you know, the edges or the little ridges on the tape would, you know, hurt my fingers. So, yeah, pencil doing that. Definitely heard my mom say, get off the internet. I need to use the phone or vice versa. The one that really stood out to me. Oh, by the way, printing out your directions from MapQuest. Yeah, definitely did that. But listen, I am not going to sit here and say that this is the definitive list of whether you're old or not, because I don't really, I mean, I'm in my mid-30s. Now, I may be old to some, but I would not consider myself societally old. What this is, though, what this does tell me is that technology within the last 15 years has just advanced so quickly that these types of things are things that we did growing up, but we wouldn't think to do anymore. Texter says, you, Gracie, are making them feel so old. I think this is back with our conversation about Lance Bass and NSYNC, who you did not know, which I'm shocked by.
I don't know any NSYNC songs, but I know who NSYNC is.
It's going to be me.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Yeah. That's NSYNC. If you looked up a picture, if you Googled Lance Bass, you'd be like, oh, okay, I know him.
Yeah, I'm wondering why he wanted the house.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, he's a big fan
of
the show.
Maybe he's a big fan of the show. But, yeah. I'm not going to sit here and definitively say this is the definitive list of things that make you feel old. This is just an advancement in technology. The one question I do have is that, you know, with the maps for MapQuest, I've gone to, as everybody has gone to rest areas and on road trips, and I genuinely am curious, do they still print roadmaps that you can take, because I would grab them when I was a kid, but I have, it has not crossed my mind to even look over, because, you know, you'll have the map and there'll be like a little button or something that says you are here.
Yeah.
And then underneath there would be like roadmaps that you can take or whatever. I can't tell you the last time I've been one. I've been in a rest area where I've even thought to check and see if there was a roadmap that I could take. It's just not part of my conscience anymore. A little past 6:45. Let's get a quick break for a check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, roads are looking great right now with nothing to really slow you down on I-10 or I-110 throughout Pensacola. And even our slowdowns in Navarre have cleared up now. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. We are starting off today for with awesome weather, and that's going to continue this entire weekend. So Friday all throughout Monday, it's going to be sunny skies, and the highs are going to be in the mid-80s. Tonight, clear skies and a low of 66, so it's going to be awesome. And it's 84 right now in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. This traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. Help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. You can go to livegreenecua.com or download the Recycle Coach app today. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Texter says no on the roadmaps. We used to keep them in our work trucks, but used to. So yeah, the apparently they're just done making road trips, roadmaps, which of course, I mean, would save lots of money and trees, since, you know, they're just in society not a thing anymore. Who doesn't love a good TV news blooper? Well, that's what happened in Australia when a weatherman had to do live updates from a farm, and the smells were apparently too much for him.
G'day, Timmy. Beautiful morning there.
Oh, a bit smelly.
Yes, the air is very fresh here this morning, Carl. I can confirm. My goodness me. Whew, we've got some cattle that we're hand feeding. Sorry. I've got a case of the gags happening here. But I'm sorry. I'm such a city slicker because the smell of some of the animals, they're beautiful, but the smell, I mean, this one just keeps turning around on me and I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'm really sorry.
Toughen up,
Tim. He must have been so lonely and just, I mean, I don't even know.
Case of the gags.
Yeah.
I haven't heard
live
that.
Live on the air. So I asked Alan Strum. He you know, he's busy, of course, doing Channel 3 stuff, but I did ask him if he had ever been in a situation like that. So I'll be curious to know if he responds to that. I sent him the audio to let him listen to it. 6:50, we'll take our final break of the night. Come back. We've got more wacky headlines. We'll hear from the Florida guy that lost his arm to an alligator. And some good news from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7 today. That and more coming up. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Hey, hey. Bye, bye, bye. Now we're talking. That's NSYNC. That's I don't know what the standard is. How many years have to pass before music is considered oldies? But I feel like we're pretty close to NSYNC being in oldies territory.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that Lance Bass there and NSYNC, good stuff. Yeah, I mean, when I was 12, 13, 14 years old, you know, growing up north, you know, Friday nights was going to the ice rink and, you know, wearing Old Navy, getting the frosted tips in the hair.
Oh.
You know, you had the middle guys, you know, the popular hairstyle, which apparently I recognized from some of the younger guys that go to my church, you know, the teens now, that apparently is back in style, is like the middle part.
Like longer hair, middle part.
Longer hair, middle part, like the like Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Home Improvement, and you know, just guys in the '90s. But oh yeah, that's bringing me back to my childhood there. So I appreciate that. Let's see here, a Florida man who lost an arm to an alligator attack last week. Let's hear what he has to say. He sounds pretty chill about it.
I didn't lose my life, lost an arm. It's not the end of the world. They got my elbow.
So like, I don't have an elbow, but I can still move my arm around and whatnot. I just saw a little lake, just trying to go over there and just, you know, take a little pee or whatnot. Something happened where I either tripped or like something, the ground below me kind of just went down and I ended up in the water. And that's literally the last thing I remember.
Jordan Rivera, still healing in a hospital, says he was peeing in the pond behind a bar because the bathroom line was too long.
Yikes.
So, I mean,
good spirit, though.
Got to pee. But yeah, just be careful doing it around ponds, especially in Florida. 6:55, get a final check of the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just make sure to call in with your details to 850-262-6111. We're going to get a quick look at weather from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Skies will be all clear tonight with overnight lows dropping down into the 60s. Really beautiful weather continues for the next several days. All the way through Memorial Day weekend, it will be nice and sunny without really any chance for rain. Similar pattern as we head into next week. High temperatures will run mainly in the mid-80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 84 right now in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Well, if you've done anything petty to your ex after y'all broke up that can top this, make sure to text it in. A woman in the UK went viral after she caught her boyfriend cheating. She got back at him by hiding shrimp in his apartment. The video shows her opening up the curtain rod above one of his windows and stuffing a bunch of shrimp in there. She says that his place smelled for months and he couldn't figure out why.
So apparently this is not a new thing.
I saw that text, yeah.
Texter told us, so I Googled that, and apparently this is a... I don't know if common would be the right word, but it's kind of a thing that would be popular if you were wanting to be petty, wanting to get back at your ex, and wanting to do it in a way that he or she may not suspect, at least for a while. Hiding shrimp in the curtain rods apparently is something that, you know, has been talked about and discussed before. It would never occur to me.
No.
I have not heard of this. I'm hearing it for the first time this week that that's a thing that people have done. Sick world. California school removing all Nazi symbolism from its performance of The Sound of Music. The musical, of course, is based on the Von Trapp family who lived in Austria during the rise of Nazi Germany, and it's a true story. The principal of Rolling Hills Elementary School, though, decided to remove scenes that included the Nazi storyline, including props with swastikas and students saying Heil Hitler. Some parents say the play is historically accurate and should not be altered. I agree. Others say the content is too serious for 11 to 12-year-old children. Look, I mean, with the props, I mean, you don't have to necessarily have the swastika. I think if you just have the red flag with the white circle, people get the idea with, you know, if you, I assume the play would have had Nazi soldiers. You just have them in the tan shirts and pants. I mean, I feel like there was ways to maybe get around this, but still, I mean, it's a play that's in a movie based off of historical fact, a family that's running away from the Nazis trying to get to Switzerland. So if you're not running away in the play from the Nazis, who are you running away from? So I don't like the decision on that.
And it's not, oh, we're just doing some play that the teacher made up. It's The Sound of Music.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what it is.
I'm a little loss for words on that. Hey, we do want to shout out our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, made a big donation today to the Santa Rosa Kids House.
So this check is for $21,888.92 this year. So we did some math this morning. This is the fourth year, and this cumulative total for Santa Rosa Kids House is $98,000.
Kudos to Brent Lane, the entire team from Cat Country 98.7. Nearly $100,000 to the Santa Rosa Kids House. That presentation during the County Commission morning today. That's going to do it for us. It's Pensacola right now. Have a good Thursday night.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Golf.